Blog Talk Radio.
Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting all around the world,
bringing real news, politics, and even conspiracy theories.
Unlike the other guys, we won't silence you.
Join us on the latest updates with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd, right now.
Younger audience discretion advised.
We 5x5 down here right now.
Just watching the circus.
Oh, I tell you, that's about 90 degrees up here right now.
Virgil, you in?
Yeah, can you hear me or do I have it on mute?
No, you're good.
Okay. All righty.
So anyway, Virgil stumbled on something that I've been talking about and talking to him.
Hey, you're all horrible. Nobody can
understand.
How's that?
That's better.
Anyway, we were talking this weekend, and Virgil stumbled onto something that the state of New Mexico is talking about. And we talked about that.
You're still garbling up, Joseph. You're still garbling up. Tape your microphone across your nose or something.
But anyway,
you're garbled.
Are you on that computer? Are you trying to talk through that computer, or did you call in?
I called you.
Yeah, it sounds horrible.
Is that better?
No.
Better? Any better?
That sounds better.
Oh, okay. Have to move around a little bit. But anyway, Virgil stumbled onto something when he was up in Chino, New Mexico. And a lot of people kind of pissed off about this, and the news media up here has gotten wind of it and everything. So, Virgil, why don't you tell your version of what you found out?
Well, I had to go deliver a product to a copper mine called Chino Mines or Santa Rita Mines. And I can't pronounce the name. It starts with Venusa, New Mexico. And these guys, you know, they were helping me string out hoses and offload this tanker truck. And, you know, a bunch of guys around, you're going to have a conversation. So I asked them, what do they use this particular chemical for? Well, they said they mix it with other chemicals in order to extract more copper and gold out of the mine. Now, when they said gold, I thought they were yanking my chain. We got some background noise. We got a fan or something going on.
Not me.
But, I thought they were yanking my chain. But they told me, and they showed it to me, that they pull out of that mine 1,400 to 1,600 ounces of gold every month. Okay?
Damn.
Now, that doesn't sound, you know, 14 to 16 ounces of gold doesn't sound like much. But when you do the price of gold, which is $2,029 an ounce, and you do the math on that, they're bringing out, you know, about $34 million a month. I mean, $34 million in about 10 months. You know, if you do the math on it, I'm not feeling real well right now. You know, if you do the math on it, and what they do with this gold is the federal government takes the gold in exchange for not putting lower price regulations on the copper. So basically, they're taking a payment under the table, okay? So, and I talked to, you know, people, and I don't think New Mexico is seeing nickel one of this money in dollars.
Nope.
You know, and if you ever go to this part of New Mexico, well, we got some background noise coming from somewhere.
It's got to be two Josephs, because I hear...
It's got to be Joseph. It's got to be your fan. It's got to be something.
Nope, I ain't got nothing on here, so it's not me.
Are your microphones rubbing up against something or what?
That's the noise right there.
How's that?
Yeah,
there
that's a lot better. Okay. And
did you say that you were betting New Mexico wasn't seeing a dime of that gold?
Oh, they can't be. They can't be, Russell. The roads there are just, I mean, they're worse than Louisiana. I mean, I don't see, you know, and the government is taking this, and the mine is letting them, so they don't regulate the price of copper. Now, you do the math on 1,400 ounces of gold a month coming out of that mine, and you figure up. You know, that adds up to quite a chunk of change. And, you know, where is this money going? Where is this gold going? What is it being used for? You know, and why, if the government is confiscating, basically what they're doing, confiscating this much gold, why do we have such inflation and national debt?
Exactly.
I mean, this is some serious chunk of change we're talking about here. And people in New Mexico that's listening to this show right now, you're getting robbed and raped.
Yep.
You are getting robbed and raped, literally. Because
even the news media was shocked, Virgil. They were shocked.
Well, I haven't talked to them yet. I haven't had a chance to talk to that guy yet. But I mean, this, you know, these mines, it goes a mile down. You know, your whole conversation with these guys on an eye level, and they'll tell you it goes a mile down in the ground, and then it reaches out like a spider. There's different caverns. Mm-hmm. Okay? How many people are having this mineral mined from under their land, and they're not getting royalties off of it? I mean,
mm-hmm.
It's just, and this chicken shit governor y'all got, this bitch here, she's got to know something about it. Okay?
Oh, I'm
and
sure
how many,
she does.
And how many more mines in the United States are operating like this? You
mm-hmm.
know, where is this gold going? Who's getting it? What, you know, I mean, this is something here that, I mean, you people in New Mexico, y'all need to wake up. Y'all getting screwed.
Yeah. Oh,
y'all getting royally screwed.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
The problem is, Virgil, and I ran into this several years ago when I was working in New Mexico, is the New Mexican people themselves, as majority, don't give a fuck about anything except their welfare check. Man, that oil field was booming. You couldn't find help, hotel. You couldn't find a room. You couldn't find a place to fucking live out there. It was booming. And all you ever
yep.
saw on these pads, the truck drivers, the whole nine yards, man, roughnecks, you know, on the pad parking, so were Texas and Oklahoma license plate, and
yep.
that's sad, and it's a fact that Oklahoma is one of the five, I don't remember exactly, was one of the four or five states on the whole continental U.S. that had more people on welfare than they did working.
I wouldn't be surprised if New Mexico's right behind them, Wilson.
You know,
and what Virgil says is true. These roads out here, when I drive in Virgil, it's like my insides are like a milkshake. When I get home, I'm like, what the fuck? You know, they're bad. They're very bad.
Try driving them in a Mack.
Oh, I can imagine.
No, they were bad enough. They were bad enough in a heavy-duty three-quarter-ton diesel work truck pulling a 20-foot friggin' trailer with a buggy on it, man. You bust screens on those roads. I mean, you know how hard you have to hit to bust a screen on a fucking trailer? I mean, come on, man. Those potholes would fucking take the front end out on some of them. Mines roads, oh, my God.
Yep.
It was just, you could roll from one pothole into the next one.
Oh, that's worse than that now, Russell. I guarantee you. You had a chuckle here. You might find a motorcycle in it somewhere. I'm serious.
Yeah.
It's that bad. But, I talked to a few people.
That's kind of the whole thing, though, Virgil.
Oh, and yeah.
Years and years. You know, we've been this for years, brother. And that is the fact that the dumbing down of America has been immensely successful, man. I tell you what, they have dumbed down America very successful. You have to give them a check mark on a victory on that one, don't we, Virgil, Joseph?
Mm-hmm. Well, check this out. Just before we got on the show, I got a hold of an article I was reading, and we talked about this once they started normalizing transvestites and all this other stuff. Everyone would normalize pedophilia. Well, guess what I read, and I'm going to send it to you guys. The United Nations has asked all the governments around the country and stuff to normalize pedophilia. And I got a link, and I got articles with that link to back it up.
Oh, well, we knew that was coming. We told you that was coming, People say 1% of America. Actually, ladies and gentlemen, it's 0.57 of 1% of America. All right? The other 99.43%, don't buy into this. But this is the same thing we talked about earlier on the show. I'm talking months ago, how successful brainwashing is through the mass media. Now, all you see is this and this and this. And it's enough to make you think that the vast majority of Americans think this is okay. And if you don't agree with it, well, you're just a hypocrite or a stick in the mud, a party pooper, you know, whatever the fuck. And
excuse me.
Well, I am bullshit phobic.
All right. But, you know, what Russell discovered, though, this is I heard rumors over the years, like I told him, but he confirmed those rumors, everything. And I talked to several representatives, and they were pissed off about it. So, you know, we'll see what happens.
And you know what? Let's find an outside media network. The story will never make the air, and they'll find a way to make it go away.
More likely, but once we get, you know, I've been posting it all over the place and everything, and people are like, what the fuck? New Mexico better wake up, like Virgil said, you know. Who knows?
Well, I'm going to tell you, Joseph, that is, you know, I mean, you're talking about, you know, do 1,400 ounces.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, no, $2,028 per ounce times 1,400.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me? Okay. Do $2,028 per ounce times 1,400 okay, on your calculator. What do you come up with?
About close to about 50 million. Probably off a little, but close to that.
Okay. Now, let's just take the fluctuation of the gold price, and instead of going on a 12-month, 1-year basis, let's go on a 10-month basis on that. What does that add up to?
Several million. Several billion, actually.
How much are they taking out of there? Is that very
No, a month. 1,400 ounces of gold per month at $2,028 per ounce. That's what the current market is, last time I checked.
That's $2,839,200
a month. Okay. Now, with the gold fluctuation prices and, you know, plus minuses, let's do that on a 10-month times 10. 10 months. Let's do that on a 10-month year.
On a 12-month. At that amount to 12 months, that would be $34.07 million a year.
Okay.
Damn.
Now let's put that on a quarter, 3 years. Times that times 3 years.
That'd be $102.211 million.
They're breaking it off in your ass. The government is breaking it off in your ass, New Mexico. And the reason the mines are letting them do this, is to keep the government's sticky, dirty fingers off of the price of copper so they can keep the price of copper high as a giraffe's butthole. That's why they're doing it. Okay. Now, if anybody else would do this, they would say, "What doesn't that count as taking money under the table?" To price
actually,
fix?
It does. Mm-hmm.
I think that definitely falls under the category of bribery. Fraud. Extortion.
Money laundering.
Go a lot of directions with that one, Virgil.
Well, I mean, you know, and this is accurate. Everybody can check this. Check the United States Geological Survey. They have to report all of these minerals that come out of the ground. Plus, you can check your Clean Water Protection Act. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
These mines have to register everything that comes out of here, everything. And how I found this out, I was delivering a chemical from Jacksonville, Florida to there. And you know how guys are when we get around. We're going to talk, okay? You ask questions. You know, what do they use this stuff for? Well, they mix it in a pit with other chemicals, and they drop the ore in there. And they swish the ore around, they wash it around, and they get a better yield of copper and gold. And when they said gold, I said, bullshit. I said, y'all yanking my chain. He said, no. The guy went into the sample lab, got a little bottle out, brought it back to me outside when we were pumping off the truck, shook it up and held it up to the sun, and he said, you see that glittering stuff right there? He said, that's gold. He said, we take out about 1,400 to 1,600 ounces a month out of this mine. And I'm like, son of a bitch. And I just busted my kidneys coming down this road to this mine, and it's in that bad a shape?
Right.
It's in that bad a shape?
I wonder how much they pocket, Virgil, themselves. You know,
I mean, look at this. Is New Mexico seeing nickel one of this product in dollars? Are they, You know, why are your schools so dilapidated? Why are your roads so bad? Where is this money going? How many other mines in the United States are producing similar or not more? Because what they told me, they have another mine, this Freeport McMoRan is who owns it, and I looked it up, and they are a certified member of the military-industrial complex. Is that a surprise, Russell? Is that a surprise?
Oh, I am absolutely shocked. I mean, just knocked my flip-flops off my feet.
Okay. Freeport McMoRan owns the mine, owns the Chino Mines. It's also called the Santa Arista Mines. Okay. Now, how many other mines in Arizona, because the mine that they own in Indonesia produces 2,000 ounces or better a month, okay? But we see these pictures of these people in Indonesia wearing rags, eating rice out of a bowl with maggots in it. You know, where's that money going? Where's that gold going? It sure ain't going to feed the people. It sure ain't going for infrastructure in Indonesia. Where's it going? Who's controlling all of this? Mm-hmm. You know, and if you're pulling that much gold out of one mine, think of how much gold they're pulling out of other mines across the United States. This is not the only mine, people. You know, and we took our money off the gold standard and put it on the silver standard, and now, you know, we've got all this inflation and everything with all of this precious metals coming out of just one mine.
That one mine can fix a lot of problems.
Well, yeah, I mean, think about the rap singers that are being deprived of their medallions around their neck, you know? And, but this people is just proof, solid 100% impeccable proof that your government is ripping you off and keeping you in poverty, keeping you in debt.
Oh, yeah. And we're fixing to see a perfect example of that. We have the debt ceiling limit thing. And I'm going to tell you what happened. At the last minute, they're going to make this marvelous deal that everyone should just be ecstatic about. But you know, and the Republicans are going to be a big, big part of it. Oh, yeah, we got this. But I tell you what, ain't nobody said a word about the raising of our taxes. And I haven't heard one congressperson say that at all. They're fixing to fuck as hard the Unity Party is. And as long as McCarthy and Mitch McConnell are there, I mean, ladies and gentlemen, what Virgil was just saying, you're fixing to see that happen on a national scale. Those tax cuts we got from President Trump, poof, gone.
Like a fart in the wind.
And the Republicans are going to vote for it. And they're going to hold hands and go bipartisan, da-da-da-da-da-da. And every one of you swinging dicks out there listening, along with the three of us, your taxes are going up, bro.
Yep.
Well, this is another thing, Russell. Okay, this mine has been around for quite some time. You know, this ain't just a couple of Jose's with shovels that found this. Okay, this mine's been operating for quite some time. Okay. Now, over the years, you figure years of this, of getting this precious metal out of this mine, and the government taking it, you know, why are we in such a state of inflation? Why are prices so high? Why is this? Why do we have a national debt?
That would even cure the debt.
Well, I mean, $134 million is a lot of money, okay? There's no denying that. And that $134 million could do a lot of good, as Virgil was saying, for a lot of people. And somebody needs to see what the fuck's going on, because Virgil's right. This should be a major news story and scandal for whatever politicians are involved in it. Of course, nobody will know anything. So, that's the point on it. Now, $134 million ain't going to help the national debt that much, you know. $1 billion or better every couple of hours or so. Last time I checked, it might be worse than that right now. But on the flip side of that, you know, I talked a couple weeks ago or so about China meeting with Saudi Arabia and working out a peace deal like between Iran and them. And if there's a peace deal with Iran, Russia's going to be involved in it. Well, just last week, they had a big meeting in South Africa. All right? China, Russia, Germany. I don't know if Iran was that, but it was several big hitters in a country from South America. And they're going to drop the U.S. dollar. Now, we've told you this was coming. We warned you. And when that happens, when the world petrodollar goes from something other than the U.S. dollar as a reserve note, our economy is going to go directly in the shitter. And ladies and gentlemen, this is happening right now. I mean, people say they're awake, and I see more and more of this every day. Ladies and gentlemen, it's just, you know, if we're ever going to rise up and say enough is enough, now's the time to do it. And I don't know what everybody's waiting on. I mean, the corruption is so blatant now, they don't even try to hide it anymore. You know? I don't know, Virgil, what do you think? Virgil?
Sorry, hit the wrong button. You know, I mean, it's just nothing like this happens by accident, Russell. Nothing like this happens by accident. This is pure sabotage. Sabotage. Okay? Now, okay, I'm looking up right now. I put my phone on mute because I'm looking up these mines. Okay? United States' five largest gold mines in 2021. Okay. Production of thousand ounces. Cortez Mine, 735.3. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Turquoise Ridge Mines, 545. Turquoise Ridge Mine, Plot 2, 509.5. Long Canyon Project, 277. Now, what states have the largest gold mines? Okay.
Arizona, Mexico, and Oregon.
Nevada, Alaska, Colorado, California. Has four, and Arizona.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Now, if this mine in New Mexico is putting out this amount of gold and these other ones are putting out similar or more amounts of gold, even if, 20 ounces, 20, 50 ounces less, why is this country in debt? Why are we told that the economy is such in bad shape right now? Because you know why? It's a rhetorical question. It's because they are in control of the information circle. They are in control. You are being told what they tell them to tell you to do,
mm-hmm.
and what you need to know, even though it's a pack of bullshit and lies.
Yep.
Okay? And it's done to completely, completely destroy the economic structure of America, to bring in this wonderful thing that they call socialism into America. And we're all just supposed to be happy, and ifs and buts is going to turn into candy and nuts, and we're all going to have a Merry Christmas. While they reap the benefits, and you're standing in line getting chunks of bread put on a scale to feed your family.
Yep.
You know, I mean, this is these people are ripping you off, man. These people, they're breaking it off in you by the mile.
Okay.
New Mexico.
You want to see a prime example of how these companies rip you off? Okay, as soon as the word come out that OPEC was going to cut oil production and that Russia was going to match their cut, okay, what did the gas stations do? Those prices jumped 20, 25 cents, 30 cents. Overnight. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that is called price gouging, because in May, they haven't bought their May futures yet, okay? That production wasn't cut. They're still selling you the gasoline they bought at the old price, and that is not called anything other than theft. And this goes on scale everywhere. Every day, pay attention to it, ladies and gentlemen. They are, after Virgil is 100% right, they are stealing you from you on every level they can. And the government allows them to do it because the government is getting their dig. And if you can't see how these governments are, and right here in Texas, I tell you what, if there's ever a motherfucker that needed hanging, it's Greg Abbott. But that's a story for another day. But always, your local government, your state government, your federal government, it has become the norm to steal from you and I any way they can. This fee, that fee, da-da-da-da-da-da. And these fees and all this shit, it's unconstitutional. It's been fought in the Supreme Court and declared so. But you don't hear anything
yep.
about that. Not a word about it. You know, you're the fee. They can't charge you a fee to tuitional. Fishing license, same thing. Driver's license, has that become a friggin' walking, talking, breathing abortion? Oh, my God, you know. And then they charge, Texas, they charge you. They charge us 28% state tax on a gallon of gas, okay? All right? And then you got your city, da-da-da-da-da, whatever the fuck after that, right? Where, do you know how many hundreds of millions of dollars that is a day? And that's
right.
Going to be earmarked to go to do nothing but fix roads. But yet all you see being built is toll roads, and the prices on them have gotten stupid. There's a buddy of mine in Houston that opened a new section. It cuts about half an hour fucking off his ride to work, right? It is It cost him $28 a day in tolls. That is theft. They're not using this money that's earmarked. How much money have they stolen from Social Security, ladies and gentlemen? What are we at now? $3 trillion? That was supposed to go in a lockbox. Nothing but, you know, Social Security. But they use it for child welfare, whatever.
Buckling out.
Dying in that account. You know, and it just goes on and on. And people are like, you know, give unto Caesar what he sees, you know. God got this. I prayed on it. Oh, my God. Virgil, I'm about to blow a 50 fucking amp fuse here, man.
Right.
Well, it all comes down to this, brother. You see, when the Founding Fathers wrote the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, they should have put an amendment in there that politicians were not allowed to wear suits with pockets, okay? Because if you got pockets, you got to put something in them, okay? Think about that, people. And what have the politicians been doing? They've been putting foreign money into their pockets, into their suits, into their pants, and they've been selling this country off inch by inch, foot by foot, yard by yard for years. For years.
Yep.
And now you have this. You have this. Okay? How many other operations are like this? How many other under-the-table operations are like this? And another question, how many of these, you know, tunnels or caverns in the Chino mines go under private property, go under reservation property, go under this? All right, are these people getting any royalties off of this? No.
Right.
No. And it's big corporate money, because Russell can tell you this. He'll tell you if I'm lying or telling you the truth right now. All right. John D. Rockefeller started a company called Standard Oil Company, which is now known as Texaco. They have raped and robbed Texas and Louisiana for years. For years. And it wasn't until Governor Huey P. Long put his foot down in Louisiana and started making Texaco pay for these roads and these schools and everything else, they eventually had it killed, because he did it, you know, because when you mess with deep pockets, you know, you might find a loaded gun inside of it. But Russell will tell you, Russell grew up in Texas, I grew up in Louisiana. We know what Texaco can do, these big corporations can do with these mineral rights. They will chew you and screw you in a heartbeat. And yep. Freeport-McMoRan is doing the same thing to New Mexico, to the people of New Mexico. And I'm telling you what, if people in New Mexico don't raise hell about this, if y'all don't go to that governor's mansion and drag that blonde out of the bottle, bitch, clean out of there and get rid of her and start claiming what's yours, y'all some stupid son of a bitches.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right.
Well, gentlemen, I need to bug out. I hate to leave a few minutes early, but I got a long day tomorrow. I'm getting
guys
back.
Yeah, it is that time anyway.
Yeah. Well, I'm working over in Beaumont, and
God bless you. God be with you. May the force be with you.
I tell you, man. 4 hours a day windshield time, 6 hours on the ground, trying to keep this fucking thing on schedule. And what happened about 11 o'clock, we're working over there at like North 11th and I-10th. And I guess it must have been checkout time at the hotel. Because these motherfucking crack hoes come pouring out of this place, those places like you would not believe. There must have been 40 of them come out of one building.
Damn.
And had 25 teeth between them, huh? Looked like the front row of a Willie Nelson concert.
And I tell you what, man, I kept my truck locked and I didn't let that out of sight. Every time we moved it out of sight, I'd send one of the guys over there to pull it up where I could see it.
Well,
don't blame you.
I can tell you what, man, I did my share in Beaumont. You doing power line survey again?
I'm locating gas lines.
Okay.
All but right, guys.
I just want to say this. Ladies and gentlemen of New Mexico, you know, and all these other places that have these mineral deposits and these mining companies working, y'all need to pay more attention to what they're doing in your area, okay? You need to get in. You need to ask questions. Because the roads, let me tell you something about this town, this place, Russell, I went to. I was driving my truck and I was going down these narrow, terrible roads. I mean, these things are kidney busters. And I'm loaded. I'm 76,000 pounds in this truck. And I'm going through down this pit and everything, and I pass a cemetery. Okay, I pass a cemetery, not one headstone, not one concrete cover over a grave, no humps, no nothing. Okay, I was surprised the grass was mowed. Okay, the point I'm trying to make is you know that you live in a total shithole when you literally don't want to get caught dead in this place.
Right. That's a fact.
And
I told him, I said, watch your back down there, especially the cops.
I mean, these people here, I mean, this is a large mine. This is a very, very large mine. I mean, this thing, the soil they're digging out of it, they're building a mountain that they're pumping out of here. You know, and along with the gold and the copper, you know, they produce other minerals. And the chemical I was bringing, they mix it with other chemicals. They put it in a pit, and they put the ore in there, and, you know, they grind it up real fine and mix it up. And basically what it does, it makes the gold and copper float to the top. That's what it does. And they skim it off, send it to a smelter. And, I mean, people... Think about your schools, what your schools are looking like, what your roads are looking like, what your towns are looking like. You know, y'all struggling and this, that, and the other. And how many of these tentacles through this mine is going under your property, and you're not getting a dime off of these people? Freeport-McMoRan is a multi-billion-dollar corporation. They own several mines. One in Indonesia that produces over 2,000 ounces of gold every month. I mean, this is the largest copper mine in the United States, Chino Mines area, also known as Santa Arista Mines. Okay, this is the largest producer of copper in the United States, raw copper. And I mean, it, Russell, I swear to God, these roads they're just an embarrassment. They're an embarrassment through that area. I mean, it is a damn shame. And what makes insult to injury is I have to pay to bring my truck across the border from Texas to New Mexico. I have to pay a $10.50 bullshit fee to get a permit for my truck to go through there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this place here is, it's y'all getting screwed, man. Y'all are getting terribly screwed. It's a shame that these people do this.
We'll see what happens now that the media's got wind of it and everything. We'll see where it goes, you know. We'll be back tomorrow. You guys want to do a show tomorrow or take off?
We might can do a show tomorrow. I got to see. I turned a load down today. I'm getting in a big dispute with this new company I've been going with. I don't think I'm going to be here. I don't think I'm going to be with them much longer.
All right. Well, just let me know either way. And Seth, Russell, you be careful out there and watch your truck and those hookers over there.
What you do, brother, go to the dollar store and buy you a box of that chalkboard chalk. Okay, and if they start coming after you, you know, hurry up, break it up, crush it up, and just throw it in the air and yell, crack! And, you know, use it as a diversion. Sheetrock is the best. Sheetrock is the best.
Right. We're going to close the show. We'll be back either tomorrow or come back Thursday night, so you guys... be careful up there, and hey, we'll just see what happens and everything, and everybody else. See you later. Good night, guys.
All right. Good night, Chesty, wherever you are.